Why do CEOs fail? According to Patrick Lencioni, they fall prey to common temptations that distract them from their only true responsibility, producing results. The temptations, like the tendency to focus on career status over corporate performance, boil down to very human weaknesses. You won't necessarily learn any real success secrets here, but the reminder to keep these dangerous propensities in mind and under control will be valuable to all executives. This book has gotten rave reviews for its powerful simplicity and vivid prose, but we think the slim volume would have been more effective if it were made even slimmer by cutting out the fable that frames the CEO advice. But nevertheless, Get Abstract recommends this book as fast and easy reading for CEOs, or, likelier, for those still climbing the corporate ladder. Andy and the Wise Janitor. As the fable begins, Andrew O'Brien is working late at his office in San Francisco. He is worried because he has a board meeting the next day, the first anniversary of his promotion to CEO. He frets because he is being held accountable for the complete fiscal year's results, which have not been particularly good. Then, as he looks out of his window at the Bay Bridge around midnight, he dreams that the bridge is closed, so he has to take a commuter train to his home in Walnut Creek. When he gets aboard, the train looks completely empty. But then he meets Charlie, who describes himself as a janitor whose father was the CEO of a company. Charlie explains that his father thought running a company was simple regardless of the type of company. He draws Andrew into a conversation about the five temptations of a CEO. Initially, Andrew hesitates, wondering who this person is to be giving him advice, but gradually Andrew finds himself willing to listen. Charlie begins by emphasizing that being a CEO should be conceptually simple. However, if the CEO is failing, it is often because he has fallen prey to one or more of the five major temptations of a CEO. Charlie then begins describing each of the temptations. The temptations. Charlie describes the first three temptations, and then two more men emerge to describe the other two temptations. The first temptation, which is the hardest for a CEO to fix, is becoming more interested in protecting your career status than making sure your company attains results. You suffer this malaise if you think the proudest day of your life was the day you were chosen for a high position, not a day when you actually accomplished something. Great CEOs should be driven by their need to achieve, not by ego. CEOs who have fallen prey to this temptation focus on enjoying the fruits of rank, work fewer hours, and worry less about the company's performance than about their personal level of comfort and status. The second temptation is wanting to be popular with the people who report directly to you, rather than holding them accountable for their assignments. Charlie berates Andrew for having fired the head of marketing for not doing a good job. He is angry because Andrew didn't give the man any preliminary indication that his job was in jeopardy. Andrew wasn't clear about what he wanted the marketing man to do or what would constitute good performance. You need to tell people what you expect, remind them of those expectations, and make the consequences of not meeting those expectations clear. The third temptation is being so concerned that all of your decisions are correct that you are unwilling to make decisions with limited information. You want to be absolutely sure, to achieve certainty, even at the risk of clarity and action. If you don't make decisions, you can't hold people accountable because you haven't been clear about what you want. Thus, you must make decisions about your company's goals and the responsibilities of people in the company to meet those goals, even if you don't have all the information you need. As in the military, it's better to make any decision than to make no decision. Your job as CEO is to come up with answers. Don't worry about being wrong. Become comfortable making tough decisions with limited information, because people need that clear direction to move forward. Be willing to make mistakes when faced with uncertainty. 3. More wise men. Now in his dream, the train car's connecting door opens, and a tall man invites Andrew and Charlie to join him and two other men in a conversation. Andrew thinks of them as the tall man, the stylish man, and the bald man. As they talk, the men describe the fourth temptation to avoid, and after they leave, Charlie describes the fifth. As the tall man points out, the fourth temptation is the desire for harmony. Although people naturally want harmony, it can undermine good decision-making, because you can close yourself off to other ideas that might lead to discord. By contrast, you should have the full benefit of everyone's ideas to make good decisions, as Charlie's father practiced. When you seek harmony rather than being open to productive conflict and opposing ideas, you can lose credibility. People may find you inconsistent and unfair because they aren't sure how serious you are when you issue an instruction, since you've never pressured them in the past. Perhaps you have tried too hard to be nice to get people to like you. No one likes conflict, but in the process of avoiding it, you can cut off good ideas and opinions and keep people from gaining clarity about their tasks. This can deprive you of information you need to make decisions. Finally, the three men leave the train. Charlie describes the fifth temptation. This is the temptation to be afraid to trust others. To get others to trust you, you have to trust them, which means being willing to be vulnerable. Many people don't do this because they are afraid of getting burned. But even if you do get burned at times, it's not fatal. You should trust people to have healthy, productive conflict. Andy awakens. Soon after hearing this, Andrew wakes up and realizes he has had a dream. The next morning, he performs much better than he had feared at his board meeting. When a new board member asks about the company's relatively poor performance and the firing of the marketing director, Andrew is able to respond effectively. He says he won't make the same mistake in the future when he hires the director's replacement and will provide more management support. Using the principles he learned in his dream, Andrew explains that he will seek results, accountability, and clarity, and will be open to good, productive conflict. He shows his own willingness to be vulnerable as he discusses his past mistakes and outlines plans to provide more decisive, clear leadership. 3 years later, this results in a much more successful company. The same board member credits the firm's success to the greater decisiveness and discipline of the leadership team, and specifically Andrew. Avoiding temptations, 1-3. The biggest challenge a CEO or any leader faces is to avoid being trapped by the daily complexities and details of the business at hand. To rise above this challenge, you need to avoid the five temptations. This is not hard in terms of skill, but may be difficult because each temptation has its own way to undermine you. Here's how to dodge their lures. Avoiding temptation 1. To avoid the temptation of self-preservation, adhere to the most important principle governing every executive, the desire to produce results. Unfortunately, many CEOs put the most dangerous of the temptations ahead of this goal and yield to the desire to protect the status of their careers. The danger is that after you arrive at the top, you may focus primarily on preserving your status. You are vulnerable to making decisions to protect your reputation or to avoiding making decisions that might hurt it. You may also reward the people who make your ego feel better rather than those who contribute to the company's bottom line results. If you want to show that you should be CEO, don't give in. Make results the most important measure of personal success. Don't hold the success of the company as a hostage to your own ego. Avoiding temptation 2. Avoid the desire to be popular. Many CEOs fail because they don't hold the people who are directly reporting to them accountable for delivery on their commitments, which is the basis for achieving results. CEOs succumb to this temptation because it is lonely at the top. CEOs spend time with few people except those who report to them directly, their reports, who are often the same age and earn about the same amount of money as they do. Thus, CEOs commonly become friends with their reports, and they share their feelings about any employee problems and concerns. When it comes time to criticize their reports and hold them accountable, many CEOs are reluctant. They don't give as much attention to their performance reviews as to those of lower-level managers, and they don't give them good constructive or negative feedback. They are too concerned with being friends. Seek your reports' long-term respect rather than their affection. Don't see them as a support group, but as high-level employees who have to deliver what you expect. Avoiding temptation 3. To avoid the temptation to delay decisions, be very clear about what you want, rather than being afraid to be wrong. Achieving certainty is impossible, because the world abounds with uncertainty and imperfect information. Many CEOs who feel a need for precision may postpone decisions or fail to let people know exactly what they are supposed to deliver. People will not just figure out the right answers as they go along, so the likelihood of good results is limited. Strive to achieve clarity rather than accuracy. It is better to take decisive action than wait for additional information. One of the CEO's responsibilities is to risk being wrong. Welcome conflict and change. It's not only CEOs that prefer harmony to conflict and obedience to insubordination, but the consequences for CEOs that get carried away by these desires can be dire. Avoiding temptation 4. Avoid developing such a strong desire for harmony that it prevents you from getting the information you need to be clear. This quest for harmony can interfere with achieving clarity because you may be shutting down people who might express divergent opinions or ideas. Many CEOs do this because they like to see people agree and get along rather than have disagreements and conflicts. It is in your best interests to get different views and opinions out in the open so you can make good decisions and consider all the available knowledge. Avoiding temptation 5. Put aside your desire to appear invulnerable. Many CEOs mistakenly think that they will have less credibility if they show that their ideas can be challenged. But a free exchange of ideas is far more productive. People say what they think, and you get better input. Encourage your people to challenge your ideas. Trust them with your reputation and your ego. If you show you trust people, they will return that trust with both respect and honesty and a willingness to be vulnerable too. Certainly, if you avoid all these temptations, you may still fail due to market and competitive pressures that you can't control, but you are much more likely to succeed.